Welcome back to another episode of The Scenario. We are back. We are back on an election Tuesday. It's election time.
It is election time.
A lot of people acting like they can't vote. A lot of people wearing stickers when they do vote.
Y'all are part of the problem.
Both sides?
Well.
More, I guess really the us really tripping off of the sticker part is not really that big of a deal.
Well. Sticker posturing does annoy me.
Sticker posturing.
I'm going to go on a platform called Sticker Posturing Should Stop.
Yeah, like stun no people with your sticker.
Yeah.
You also said, go into your whole thing of dudes hollering at girls with the stickers.
Well, no, it wasn't just that. I'm just talking about like putting it out there so you be like looking like woke bae. Like, oh yeah, I vote too, girl. Like, yeah, it's free and you're supposed to do it. Like, don't be getting stickers and acting like you're doing something major. When you're doing what you're supposed to do.
And I talk about, I think some people don't even go up there and vote. They just grab a sticker and then walk back out.
You think they like hang around in the parking lot? Like, hey, when you go in there, grab me a...
Yep.
Grab me one of them right quick, too.
Yeah, because, you know, I heard felons can't vote. So, you know.
Oh, man. Even if you're not a felon, cats be living like they felons, even if they're
not.
That's
what I said, though, yeah. They definitely living like they felons. Like, oh, man, I can't do it, man. He'd be like, dude, you had a felony back in 92.
I mean, you got to apply to... Do it again, but I mean, like, that's...
Yeah, but it's certain... It's only, like, two or three states that won't let felons vote unless you go to...
Is Arizona one of them?
I don't know.
It feels like that'd be something Arizona would do.
They make you wear pink jumpsuits when you go to jail.
Yeah, see, that's just, you know... Come on, man. Isn't this bad enough as is?
You gonna throw that pink jumpsuit on me, man?
Hey. But no, I mean, yeah, I mean, I'd be looking at it like, all right, it's sticker day. Everybody's gonna be rocking their sticker.
Like kids though, with the little stars on the wall.
Yeah. It's like everybody gonna have their sticker. Like you could take the sticker picture and just reuse it. Like every year, just use the same one over and over again.
I never thought, or get an extra sticker and just put on your new clothes for the next year.
So like my theory is this: is that cats be, oh, this is my voting jacket, and be like, oh, this is like
my voting.
Yeah,
jacket.
Cats wear a voting jacket and just leave the sticker on there year round. And that
you always voted,
and that folks is out here doing it. But it also be something folks going there and they just vote like yes for everything or like no for it. Like they answer voting, you can't just pick C on voting. Like going there and know what you're talking about. Like I stayed up and researched it and just made sure I was still following stuff, make sure I understood what I was talking about. So like, cause to me, I kind of make it like fantasy sports, right? Like I do these votes and then I watch all night. Like I watch fantasy football on Sunday and I'd be like, let's see how we doing. Yeah. Let's see how we going. Like, so it makes it fun.
But I knew it was funny when the Trump thing was going on. Like I took it to bed early. I'm like, this is going to happen. And I woke up in the morning and I saw Trump. I just bugging up laughing, dude. I couldn't stop laughing. Cause it was like, these motherfuckers really...
I stayed up to 12:30 or so in the Trump thing.
Oh, no, I was early. I was done at like 9 o'clock. I was like, oh, if it's this close early, it's never good for the Democrat if it's this close early.
Yeah, that's true.
We got to win. We got to go and get this out the way.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Like when your team knowing you like, you know, your sports team and they were like... You know, especially if a team that you know that come with some heat, like if you play a KU or something, you're like, we need to be up by 10 at the half.
Yeah, we need to get this done.
We can't be fucking around and be on about 3.
Like, right. Like, we need to get this done. We need to get
or
it
we
done,
can't
right.
be down by 3 or 4 and just think we just going to turn this shit around in the second half.
Right. Like, yeah, we need to get this out the way because...
They going to make a run.
Right, because they're gonna the run is coming and we need to be prepared for it.
Cause them state the Arizonas, yeah.
It's like the Empire Strikes. It's like the Empire Strikes Back. Like, yeah, you won the first movie, but
oh, we got something for that ass.
We got something coming for your ass now in the sequel.
So going to let me jump into emails too first, man. Before we go jump into your Ultimate Burger discussion,
Impossible Burger,
Impossible Burger.
Ultimate Burger is a sandwich from Jack in the Box.
Is there? I didn't even think.
It's got two cheeses on it, I think.
Oh, is that why? Just because it's got two cheeses, is an Ultimate Burger?
I don't know. It's got some other stuff too. I don't eat it. But yeah. I can recall it.
I haven't eaten Jack in the Crack in so long, I don't even know. Like, I just don't even know how my body would even.
I got to stop eating fast food. Like, I just have to let it go, like, forever.
Yeah. Or special occasions, man, when you're in the airport or some shit. This first email is up from James Kill. He says, you all's last show talking about black media hit real home for me. Being a guy from Denver it seems like it's the same way wherever I've been. I've lived in Kansas City, I've lived in Charlotte, and I also have lived in Atlanta before coming back home to Denver. And I've seen the same things when it comes to black media. It seems like they silence us or want us to be just like anyone and everybody else. Appreciated you all's thoughts and insights on what's going on within black media, particularly radio. Have you all thought about getting some black media people within television and other different media spots to talk about their perspective and their thoughts? Love what you guys are doing. This room really, really, really hit home. James.
Yeah, man. Right on. Appreciate that. Yeah. Actually, that is something we're looking into here in the really near future, hitting it from a few different angles with that. Because I think it's a subject that needs to be addressed, you know, and this is platforms like the one that we're building and the one that we're doing, is kind of where it. Yeah, I mean, this is the space that we kind of have to create sometimes to be able to facilitate that voice. So, yeah, but absolutely looking to bring some more people in. They're involved in different parts of the media and journalism aspect to hear more aspects about it, because that's definitely just one branch on the tree.
That's what I'm talking about. Next up, this one is from Janine. She says, next week, I wonder if you all are going to redo the Thanksgiving episode you all did last year. That was hilarious when you all broke that down. I wonder what you all could come up for this year when it comes to discussing Thanksgiving. For now, I want to maybe throw out a couple of suggestions for you all when it comes to that. Can we maybe do something about the foods that Big Mama's going to bring to the dinner? Or can we talk about the five people that may get kicked out of your dinner, your Thanksgiving dinner? Janine.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's an interesting one. The five people that get kicked out.
We'll write that down. Yeah.
I guess the new boyfriend is.
We don't have particularly interesting things at my family dinners, because it's kind of the same stuff. It's a good time, but it's kind of the same stuff year in and year out.
There's not new people coming through.
Yeah. But I do have stories and stuff that I have witnessed and heard.
All right. Last up, this one is from Mike D. He says, with the new college basketball season coming approaching, what do you all think about your prospective teams? I know Matt went to Mizzou and Daryl went to Iowa State. I'm actually a guy from Flint, Michigan, Flint Town Up.
Oof.
Wanted to see what you guys are getting your ass kicked right now, actually, as we.
There's going
to
be better days for Michigan State than how this week kicked off for you.
Also, what do you all think about the college basketball landscape going towards in the future with players jumping directly, like the player that got a straight deal with New Balance and got $1 million. Wanted to get you all's thoughts. Keep them shows coming. You all have been keeping my rides to work more of the best. Mike D.
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of creative ways for people to get to that money. Oh, The more you impede people from getting what they feel like is theirs and rightfully is theirs, they're going to find ways to get it. I mean, that kind of pulls into the other topic. You know, if you close one door, people are going to find another way to get around it, you know? So
I just wonder, Nike, Adidas, and Reebok kind of got their hands in the NCAA, so they probably won't go balls to the wall and start signing people like New Balance. The New Balance had no setup inside of the NCAA at all.
Right.
So they don't have any bridges to burn. Who do you think would be the first one to jump out the window and burn the bridge to do something like that of the three other brands, you think? Would it be somebody like a Puma or something, maybe on the low, where...
It would be somebody trying to be different, where the nomenclature doesn't necessarily benefit them as is. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because it's like, what do Nike, Reebok, and Adidas have to lose? I mean, they're driving
I'm saying, who's going to jump out the window and say, fuck the NCAA, we're going to start signing dudes up front doing these internships? Or...
The NBA's trying.
they're going to try to put the age limit back down. But I'm saying...
The NBA is doing it with the G League thing right now.
Right, because you're going to get 250. But I'm talking about, if you're the number five player, and Nike, we're going to give you $1.5 million just to...
Well, the thing about it is you can pay them right now, or you can wait and pay them later, because they got to come through you anyway. You know, so I don't know if the shoe companies, if it really benefits them to do that.
But the thing,
number
the
one, because they
get ahead of getting the player, though. That's the thing.
But that's already happening, though.
I know, but I want.
So it's I'm just saying, that's not a revolutionary approach for them, because they're buying these guys in eighth grade. That's you true. Know what I mean?
Sponsor the AAU team.
Yeah, man. It's not. That's why for those companies, it doesn't change anything about the way the business is going already. So. you know, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's, yeah, I don't know. I don't really. Personally, for me, get money. You know what I mean? Money. I'm not, like, morally invested in the NCAA, an institution that has no morals on its own as is. So why am I going to be morally behind them? You know what I mean? Don't make any difference to me. Do it.
Get your paper, fellas. Whatever y'all got to do to get that money, get it. Get it. So let's go into this Impossible Burger, man.
I meant so.
Yes, I've never heard of this. I've heard of it, but I've never
So the Impossible Burger is a burger that I think that the name is based on. It's like, it's impossible for a plant-based burger to taste like this. Right, it just cannot. It's a veggie burger. It's a plant-based burger. I don't know if it's an outright vegetable burger. I kind of read about how it works and stuff like that, and like what it is and like how they create it and simulate the taste. But like, it doesn't taste like most vegetarian burgers. It's just a little grainy to me. You know, kind of tastes like you eating something that ain't necessarily meat, like you know it.
Yeah.
This was like straight up eating a outright burger. And really? The thing about it is, I got mine at White Castle's.
Shut up,
man. Hey, man. Shut up, man. They got them at White Castle's now. So I said, if White Castle's got it, I got to see what this game is about.
So you would get a gourmet version.
So I mean, a gourmet White Castle, I guess, no, is what you mean.
No, I'm saying you want to get to see it with a gourmet version of this.
Well, I'll go get another one, but it's the same meat, no matter what. Because I mean, it's only one type.
So it's a type of meat.
Yes. So, but it's not meat. But it's not meat. It's the preparation and that. Like, I had to pull off to the side. They had to cook it and everything. Like, the next time I go to White Castle again, I'm gonna order it through the app because it took me like 15 minutes to get that thing. They had to cook it.
Oh wow! So it wasn't coming off the press.
No. It wasn't sitting there, and it cost $2 too. So I was like, all right, let's get. I mean, it cost like $13 at like a regular store.
Right.
But you know, like this is me. This was like my upper crust moment of the week.
It's getting an Impossible Burger.
Yeah, was getting a burger that was $2 burger at White Castle because you know I grew up in the time where anything over 78 cents after tax
for White Castle's burger was
unnecessary. So yeah, it was fire though. It was fire. I ain't gonna hate it. It was fire.
Was it better than a regular burger?
It was different than a regular burger. I'm not going to go against the niche that White Castle has pulled out for itself. I think White Castle's might be the most polarizing fast food burger there is. I mean, I guess I guess like In-N-Out and stuff like that, like people are all in about it. Yeah, but I think that that's more or less about people believe if it lives up to a so-called hype or something like that. Like Shake Shack, In-N-Out, I guess. Those kind of fall into
that. Shake Shack, In-N-Out. What's the other one? Smash Burger.
Yeah, Smash Burger. Yeah. Like all of them kind of fall in that. Like either you're all the way in, or you're
just on the outside, like right. Whatever. Next up, shout out to Whitey Bulger, who died his first day in jail.
Not to be confused with Mark Bulger, right. The former Rams quarterback, well, who also died on the job
multiple times.
Yes, annually, weekly,
and also is missing. We don't. Where is he at?
Now? Oh, he plays golf still. I know people that know Mark Bulger.
He lives here still?
No, he doesn't live here anymore. But I mean, he still is. He's around. I know people that know him.
Okay, so he's not on the milk cart.
No, he's around. He's good.
Okay,
he's good.
Because he seemed like he was a candidate for the milk cart.
Well, I mean, a few Sundays he was after those. You know, after Orlando went to Chicago, and they really phoned it in. The Rams had two plays: either Mark Bulger getting decapitated, or Steven Jackson running the ball.
Trying to dodge through a hole that wasn't there.
That was not there. No, yeah.
That little bounce he'd have to do to try, like, God damn.
That little extra jump that he had to do, and then he had to put his whole life behind every run he got.
And he never went to the playoffs, did he?
Yeah, he went with the Patriots.
Oh, and did he go with the Falcons? Or yeah, was that yeah, game? Yeah,
he went to the Falcons and the Patriots.
Okay, but he never got a Super Bowl ring.
No, he left both teams a year before they went to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Damn, that sucks.
I actually watched the NFC and AFC playoff games with him the year that they were winning. And he was like, damn. Both of them.
I can't make it.
Both of them then went now. Yeah. So
Whitey Bulger died his first day in federal prison. Got killed by a lifer, of course.
You got to get the background, though.
So Whitey Bulger is, if everybody knows, he is the mastermind behind the Irish Mafia in Boston. If you've seen The Departed, Jack Nicholson's character is based off of Whitey Bulger. And even more depth of situation, the whole situation with him and Matt Damon's character, right? Yeah, Matt Damon.
The one that he raised up from the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt Damon's character. That was a real guy in the FBI that did that for Whitey Bulger for like 20 years. And but he was diming out people that he didn't like. So basically it was like, let me know what's going on. I'll let you know what's going on for these cats I don't like on my other corner. So he's basically getting other people's corners by diming them out.
in real life, did he actually raise him up from the time he was a kid? Yes. And like had him be a mole all the way through? Yes. Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
He knows since he's like 8 years old.
Amazing.
Yes. That's the crazy part is that I didn't know how, I guess Intel wouldn't be as good or whatever, but it was just like amazing that he got this far and nobody realized that Whitey Bulger was like his surrogate dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like how the fuck you don't know that?
I mean. Do you have godparents?
Yes.
Does everybody know who your godfather is?
No.
All right.
But
Whitey Bulger
I guarantee if I apply for the FBI, they would figure out that Whitey Bulger was my
if your godfather needed to hide who he was, he probably could have.
Yeah. Especially in those times in the 70s.
Yeah.
70s, 80s or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was way easier to just kind of fall into the curtains. But he got indicted in 98. Or so, maybe a little bit earlier than that. And he's been on the run. He was on the run for 20 years and got caught last year. He was living in Arizona, chilling in his regular crib. Like he thought it was for something else he did. He had forgot that he was on the run for that, what he did. Because he was 80 years old. He had forgot what he was on the run for.
Right.
Because he had fucking dementia or whatever. Or, like Alzheimer's. He's like, y'all here for real?
Like, what did I do?
I sold some weed, though, last week to some kids. But... So that's what y'all got the feds for a bag of weed?
Like, sir.
No, we got you for 12 murders.
You killed at least 12 people that we can prove.
And we assume there's another 20 that you designated told people to kill for you.
Yeah. That's kind of like a dude that's like, you know, like, you like, man, I was just texting that girl. Like, no, we have proof that you've been having sex with her for over 5 years. And here's your wife. Like, oh.
Oh.
Oh, so it's not just about that text message.
Yeah, I thought y'all was getting me on.
I mean, I hugged her once at a party in passing, but like...
Well, sir, we have you on video hitting it from the back saying, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
We have you on video with a cowboy hat on, putting it over her face.
And do you remember your the old fade you had in the back when you have your initials in the back of your hair?
Sir,
that's your initials right there.
Is that your tattoo? No, as you cover your shoulders up with your little wings on your shoulder.
Man, but yeah, Whitey Bulger, man. End of the last of the old mafia dons, per se, is him. He was the last of those guys. Next up, let's talk about this voting shit, man. Motherfuckers not wanting to vote are bragging about not voting.
Okay.
I think it's whack. Like I'm not voting, because, you know.
Cause I'm too cool to vote.
Yeah, or you know they not doing exactly what I want.
Man, all of
I
these,
wanted
all
a White
these...
Castle's on Newstead and Vandeventer. It was a perfect spot. Black people would have had jobs. We would have had everything, and I could have walked to get me at White Castle instead of going all the way down to Grand.
See, the problem is they all crooks. And all of them, none of them is doing anything, and you a fool if you think that that's the case. See, people just doing dumb shit always try to make you sound like you doing some stupid shit. And you be like, nah, dog, you're not finna wrap me up in this. This one is on you. Nah, man, you not seeing the truth for what the truth is. Like, oh, boy, here we go. Here it is. And that's why I didn't vote.
See, and then the man wants you to vote, because it's all set up for him anyway to do. But then what is the point of voting in a period then? If you're saying your vote don't count, it's already counted, then why are you bragging about saying people shouldn't vote?
Because I got to be a contrarian, and I got to be different.
And I got to go against the grain.
Right.
If it's motherfucking blue skies, I got to say green.
It's like a cat that love a pepperoni pizza, but three other people order, and he like, man, y'all always eating that swine, brother. That's the problem. Y'all need to get on this sausage. Be like, you know that's fucking pork too.
It's not the same though.
Nah, man, see, y'all don't know. See, that's the problem. See, somebody told you that. But see, the truth of the matter is that this is not the exact same thing. Like, no, pork is pork, bro.
That's real.
That's how they be. That's how people are when they just like, I don't like this for the sake of not liking it. And that's what I feel like. Either it's a lack of initiative or people just trying to find reasons to be dissenters. Because there's no reason not to vote. Like, seriously, there's no reason not to vote. You cannot come up with one clear reason to me about why you would do that. If you want to tell me you don't want to watch the NFL, cool. All right, bet. All right, I get it. I might not agree with your reasoning,
but you
there,
see, you get it.
There are some people who have reasons, and there's just some people that have good reasons for not watching football, and then you have people that just ain't doing it because they heard other people ain't doing it. Like, whatever. At least the reasons that you heard from other people that might not be your reasons, but you consider yourself to be taking a stand by doing it, at least it's all based in some level of truth at some point. You know, I got homeboy stopped watching wrestling because Hulk Hogan came back. And he was like, nah, dog. Like, nah, dog. Like, he's a racist. I'm not fucking with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, cool. I mean, I don't, it really doesn't change much by not watching it. But like, hey, man, if it makes you feel better, brother, do it. There is no feel better in not voting. You can't be sitting here on Facebook one week talking about fuck MAGA and fuck conservatives and fuck Trump and then be like, nah, dog, I'm not going to vote, though.
I'm cool. You know what? Nah. But I think a lot of people actually, especially a lot of black people on the low, love the ideology of Trump on the low. There's a certain section of black people that do love that
shit. The Kanyeites?
Not even just, I think there's a Kanyeites and then there's some Hoteps up in there, too, though.
Well, you
because
know.
If they didn't say, if he didn't say, if
do white people have hoteps?
Yeah, those are like the.
Is that MAGA?
No, it's MAGA and those. What's the dude that has got kicked off Twitter and Facebook? The white dude, the Bilderberg group, and all the dude, the conspiracy dude.
Oh, I don't know that.
The dude's got InfoWars.
I've got like a massive like I've got a fuckery gauntlet around me where some things I don't let get close to me. It's like a tennis racket where a little bit of it seeps through, so like I know it was there. But the real thing don't get through.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Alex Jones is his name.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds.
Yeah, amazing. That's the white people hold up is Alex Jones.
Okay. Okay.
That's who they are.
Who's the most popular Hotep in America right now?
Oh, I don't think there's one. I think there's this all whole bunch of city states.
No.
Yeah, I just think it's a whole bunch of city states. There's a.
Okay, that's fair. All right, good. Good to know. Good talk. But yeah, so I don't know. No excuse for not voting in my book, ever.
Nobody. Nah. Nobody gets a pass on that.
You're looking to up something right now because you've went like quiet. You're trying to prove something. This is what happens when you try to prove something and go into your phone. You're trying to win a war.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Good for you.
Oh yeah. I'm trying to come with some heat real quick.
Okay. I hear that.
Because I'm mad at cats for. Cause like I put
Gerald is live tweeting on an audio show right now.
So
this is like an interactive experience, right? So you can go and read a response that he put on Facebook
directly,
and you can know that this is what was happening in this moment on the show. No other podcast is bringing that to
somebody. Tweet. I put up a status that said, if y'all non-voters campaign to brag about not voting, as much as y'all try to develop real solutions, I can actually believe what you say about not voting. So somebody, you know, a couple people was like, oh, that's what's up. Then somebody goes, if y'all voters campaign and bragged about voting as well as showing us the results of that power, I can actually believe what y'all saying about voting.
Yeah. Okay.
You understand that. My thing is, if you don't vote, then you need to have another alternative for that. The little bit of power you do have is through your vote. Now, if you think there's another alternative, you need to come up with another alternative.
True.
That's just one way.
Well,
not
true. My thing, my, it's true. My thing always is like, don't have a complaint and not have an alternative response.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm pretty hot. So, and there's a woman too. I hate when women be on some bullshit.
Why that? Why do you hate that?
Because, man, women are way smarter than us in general.
Oh,
so it's
yeah,
like,
for sure.
It's just like, why are you stooping to the level of stupidity that fucking dudes be saying?
Can you imagine if two women did this show instead of us?
We need to have one episode where we don't show up and just have women do the show for us.
No, I'm not prepared for that.
You're not?
No.
You don't think that go well?
I don't think that they would. I think they would just make fun of what the show is the entire time.
Oh, and just make fun of all the topics and everything we talk
well,
about.
Well, like, we can't like dictate what they talk about. Have you ever tried to tell a woman what she needs to talk about and what she shouldn't talk about?
No, because like, they'll take over everything and it's
yeah.
Whatever the fuck they want
yeah.
to talk about.
Yeah, that that's called a hostile takeover. Me and some of my homeboys had a hostile takeover of our kick it spot this past weekend. And we'll touch on that a little bit later, but it's like the most woman move of all time. Nobody has mastered the hostile takeover like women, period, in life. Put the phone down, man. Let it go.
I'm mad, man.
Let it go.
I'm letting it go. You're right. I should let it go.
You don't know.
That's why I never post no statuses.
You get too dedicated to arguing. Like you.
That's why I don't post statuses for real. Because
arguing takes you to a place of ecstasy. Almost like makes
and
you
and
into.
I jump in that pool every now and then.
It makes you into a different dude. Like you, though, when it comes to an argument, you like to take off the rubber cap. Like, no, I'm finna get all up in this argument. Oh, shit. If I gotta shoot this argument up. If I gotta shoot this argument up, I'm gonna do it.
And I'm gonna go hard up in this.
You've knocked up more arguments than anybody I know.
That's true, man.
In my life.
I don't know, man. I just
like you could bring out an argument mixtape. It's just you sitting there.
Of all my best arguments in one mixtape.
Just somebody, it'd just be you at a bar just yelling at somebody. But not really yelling at them, but just being like, nah, dog, you can't walk away with your drink now because we're not done with this conversation.
Yeah, that's true. I've done that with people too.
I know. I've seen it before. That was not an abstract comment.
Oh, man. Next up, man. This woman, man, has sex with ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Happy Halloween. Happy belated Halloween.
She claims like they basically ran a train on her. Mm. If, like they, now she's in a relationship with one of them.
Mm-hmm. Can you give the stats on it? Read the headline for it.
Let's see. This is from the WJLA, which is out of LA, DC. Woman claims to have had sex with 20 ghosts. Damn, she had a gangbang.
Set out.
Done on her. No, that's not a set out. That's a gangbang. Mm-hmm. 20 is not a set out.
Was it 20 at the same time?
Let's see. Amethyst Realm 30 claims she has slept with at least 20 ghosts in her lifetime. Okay, that ain't a game, man. It's just that is a set out there. Like, hey, man, go through those.
Yeah, roll through. She down for it.
Yeah.
She can feel it.
But now she's off the market. Uh-oh. She told British TV, ITV, the more that she's happily engaged to a ghost.
Hmm.
I want to marry and have a baby with a ghost. Realm said. Realm says she consummated the engagement by sleeping with a ghost in an airplane restroom. So she's part of the Mile High Club. So this ghost... I thought ghosts were...
like bound to like one place.
Or one area or one thing because of them being a ghost attached to that place, thing, or whatever.
Nobody's more materialistic than ghosts. Like they are attached to things unlike anybody else. Like even the afterlife can't keep you away from it.
Like, you know what? I love this house so much.
Yeah, I'm staying.
I'm staying. Oh, I love this saxophone so much. Wherever the saxophone travel, I'm traveling with it. Yeah, we got to do better, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
this ain't us, though. This isn't one of us that was talking that shit.
No, this ain't one of us. This Brit... this is a Caucasian Brit.
Yes, of course.
And she's dead serious. Y'all go to the video.
I mean, I've had a little action with a few... what I wish would have been ghosts. Like, you kind of wake up and it's like, oh, damn. This happened. This actually happened. Or somebody that never showed up for the action, and you just kind of sitting there like, man, you're really not going to do nothing, huh?
Like, you're just going to play me like that?
So you dead. It's like one of them turtle shells on Mario.
The turtle shells.
Brooke.
The people never ever know, man, what they.
You never know what you're going to sign up for. And apparently her, she's about to, she must have that immortal pussy. It's for life.
But how does he have a baby? So when the baby comes out, is half ghost, half human?
Yeah, it's like that baby on Game of Thrones when Missandei gave birth to that spirit.
Oh, is that it? So is it more like a White Walker?
No. That's OJ. That's actually a real thing.
Okay. Or is it Blade, where he's like a daywalker, like a half ghost, where he can...
No, because vampires are a real thing. Like, yes. It's got to come out as like a spirit. Like, that baby came out of that woman on Game of Thrones like some Black and Mild smoke.
Oh, my God.
It was like she got knocked up by like a wood-tipped Black and Mild.
Wow. And it said, I'm going to get with this Black and Mild situation.
Mm-hmm. And she gave birth to Manute Bol.
Like, to Manute Bol.
Shout out to his son, Bol Bol.
Hey, he's a baller, too.
Hooping. Oregon.
He's a baller, too, man. So, next up... I'm actually trying to...
I don't know what you do after that. Ghost lady gets ravaged by 20 ghosts and now is engaged to a ghost.
I can trump it, though, if you want me to.
Trump it? No.
Yeah, literally, trump. Iggy Azalea is offered $250,000 to do Bang Bros.
Okay, well. Was that on like a proposition on like the thing? Was that like we were raising money for that today? Did I miss that?
They literally like sent her a contract, like proposed it to her.
Is that enough? How Iggy seems like she's doing well. She's dating.
Who?
She's dating DeAndre Hopkins
from the Texans.
Yeah, that's her dude. Oh, wow. Iggy is like one of those dedicated to black men, white women. Like she ain't.
How did she get through this?
Not unscathed,
but she's not making any paper though. So I guess
she's dating DeAndre Hopkins from the Houston Texans.
So she's somebody's affiliated now.
And I guarantee you that she's also had silent benefactors as well. I mean, so she still makes music. I don't know.
Nobody's checking for it though.
I don't know. You know. I don't know. Certain people after they get famous just stay well to do.
Yeah, I mean,
like all you really got to do is make it once. As long as you don't go Antoine Walker with it, you should be all right. Like you make a couple million dollars. You make a couple million dollars off of one project. You should be okay. You should be able to live pretty well off that.
But what? Yeah, Antoine Walker did a little bit different. But Lord bless his soul.
Lord bless his soul.
He wrote a book too about it. About how not to go broke. I don't know if I trust that. Even though I know that you're supposed to like trust people that have been through certain things. And they can have a story to tell.
Oh, no.
When it comes to financial advice, I don't know about trusting Antoine Walker.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you. No, it's okay. I don't need that.
Yeah, I'll pass on that one. Antoine, you know, I love you. You know, you're a Kentucky Wildcat. All that good stuff. But I'm good on that.
He's a Boston Celtic, too.
Oh, he's a Boston Celtic. That's right.
And he was up there while Rick
Pitino. He got a ring with the Mavericks, didn't he? When they won.
Yeah, maybe he did. He probably sold that already, though.
Pay for taxes, huh?
Yeah, the taxes probably were too much. You probably said, "I don't want that. Please don't give me that ring. I don't want."
And
the,
he was.
I don't want the tax.
What you call it was his girlfriend for years, Evelyn Lozada.
Well, I mean, you know,
10 years, but that's a bill in itself. Her,
yes,
she's a whole bill.
Yes, she is.
So she might have been the reason. Actually, maybe he just said. Maybe if it was the book was just don't fuck with her and have her picture. Well, that'd be the whole book.
Let's go back to Iggy though. Yes. Like, so I mean, is this gonna happen or what?
She can't do that. If she does that, then
I mean, $250 seems low. Like they're paying big money for people to be in the business, if you will.
Yeah, but $250 for one film is a lot.
I know, but people getting more than that though. Like they paid old girl from Teenage Pregnancy Show, Farrah Abraham got more than that.
She ain't getting no $250.
Yes, she did.
The highest is the Ray J and the sex tape is like at $1 million.
No, that's for the tape, not to participate in the tape though. Like that was already done.
Right, but I'm saying
people getting contracts out of this. Like you got to think, $250 is like league minimum in the G League.
Yeah, but you got to think porn doesn't make as much as it used to either though.
Man.
You got to think all the bootlegging, everything like
that. Oh, well,
that.
I mean, that's been going on, though, since them tapes was popping off.
Yeah, but porn lost. I think they dipped and lost like $30 billion.
But the thing about it is the websites pay for it now, though. Like they
people are ripping them stuff off their websites, though, and putting them out.
I'm just telling you, dog. I'm not telling you why I know this and how I know this. Cass is getting money out here from these sites. Like Vivid pays people money to do these joints. Because even if they don't, just the same way. They get streaming money. You get streaming dollars for people that are doing that. It's your product out there, you're going to get paid for it one way or another. But $250 seems light. I mean, if you Iggy, you can't do that.
Oh, she responds. That's what I was trying to find. She has a response.
Hell to the no?
Says, after. Oh, no. I am wrong. She was offered $1 million.
Okay. Now that seems
She's offered $1 million on the 4th.
Okay.
On the 5th, she says, after announcing his uninspired plans to go independent, it was offered a $1 million deal from porn company Bang Bros.
Okay.
After calling the company for being disgusting on so many levels, Iggy was harassed by guys, asked if she's going to sign the contract. She called them out in the post, which read, I want to know why men think it's okay to harass women online. Why do men feel so comfortable being sexual predators? I don't want to be a sex worker and shouldn't have to deal with hundreds of predatory men invading my page because of a PR stunt from a porno company. Treat women better, learn consent, learn respect. This is gross.
I mean, they kind of asked for consent, though. Like, they said they're going to pay you.
Well, no, I think she's talking about the people that were hitting her up like, hey, yo, on Twitter, hey, yo, Iggy, you going to sign that? Because I'm signing up for Bang Bros.
I mean, it's an intrusive intent to put that out there. I mean, like, if you're going to do it, maybe you should also take it to her directly. But I mean, I think they knew she wasn't going to sign it. It was a publicity. Nobody likes to have things happen at their expense. But I mean, did she say no or what?
Yeah, she said no. She said hell no. She doesn't want to be a sex worker.
Okay. Sure. Are porn stars sex workers?
Yes.
Okay. I know they specialize in sex, but when I think sex worker, when I think sex worker, I think about somebody that doesn't have an option otherwise.
Oh, like, so, no, you're talking about sex slavery. That's a different. Right. You're talking about sex trafficking. There's levels to this shit. There's a lot of more off ramps you missed before you got to sex slavery.
Did I drive past the city?
Yeah, you drive past like prostitution. You drive past like cam girls. You went through all that shit. You went straight to. You in the back of an 18-wheeler going from state to state.
I'm on tour. All right, cool. Never mind. Pay me no mind. Is that going to be the comment of the week where people are like,
yes.
Come on, dog. Now you want for people to be dabbling in sex?
Next up, new American hero gets 150 grand out of Trump supporters by claiming her parents kicked her out. And didn't want her to be there because she was a Trump supporter.
Okay, so let's hit this on like all three levels of what we've got here in the last week and a half. We have this story right here, which is phenomenal. We'll circle back around
and true American hero
and dig into this. Yes, we also have the young lady that went on the TV show
that said that when they went to find out that she was fake with it, the "I'm not white, I'm not black, I'm white."
Right, when she very clearly is a black person,
like. There's no way possible.
Like 300% black. And then also, and then on top of that, you have the young black leadership rally that was held at the White House featuring Donald Trump.
The young sellout rally.
Yes, the young sellout rally. Where this? So my question is, I'm going to work.
I think they're scamming people too, though.
I want to work in backwards order here.
Okay.
Is this a bunch of brothers and sisters got together to say, you know what?
That line's shorter on the Republican side for me to get shine?
Well, I'm going to steal this shine and then use it for other causes. Like, I'm going to get this money. The girl here that you brought up today, that she got that money.
And she even bought a Cadillac.
Yeah, exactly. the next one, the chick that, the one that that went on TV and said that she was black, not white. I mean.
I think she looked at the one chick.
She was white, not black, I'm sorry.
Right, but what's the one chick? The Catch Me Outside girl. I think that's what she looked at it like, if I go out there talking.
Ain't she in jail now? Catch Me Outside?
She signed Atlantic Records. Fucking.
I thought she got locked up.
She signed to Atlantic Records, dog.
Everybody getting a deal now.
Yeah, she got a deal, like a couple of meal deal. Bad Baby is her name, rap name.
Oh, boy. And she isn't a Caucasian, correct?
She's definitely Caucasian.
Okay. She's like that dirty snow, though, where you
look
at her.
Oh, yeah, no, she's that real, when you say a Hoosier,
yeah.
Or like a real country-ass backwoods white person.
Yeah.
She's like that's the protocol of what it is.
Okay. Yes. So, like, if she lived in St. Louis, she'd be deep as fuck South County.
Oh, no, yeah, no, she's Festus Herculaneum.
Herculaneum,
Festus, Hillsboro.
DeSoto,
St. Clair.
Ooh.
Sullivan, that's Catch Me Outside girl.
Yeah, okay. That's scary. I don't want to think about being out there.
Yeah, we drive straight through there. That's not even a.
I don't even know how to get there. I don't know how to get to any of those places.
They're off the major highways. If you look at the little small side things, you can see them.
Don't know what you're talking about. Don't even know where those highways are.
She was a nominee for Billboard Award too. Catch Me Outside girl.
Oh, okay. Well, good for her.
Yeah.
Well, so here's my thing.
Back to these.
So here's my thing. I think that people are starting to go ahead and take the buzz to the race war, being like, "Hey, I'm on y'all side." Right? I mean, yeah, I think Kanye has a point, even though Kanye has denounced the whole thing now.
Cuz of Blexit. It was a clothing line called Blexit, Black Exit from the Republican, no, not Republican Party, from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
Candace Patton or Candace Owens or whatever.
Candace Patton from Flash?
Yeah, no. She's too fun for that.
Okay.
My heart would be broken if she was on that shit.
Would you abandon her?
I still haven't abandoned Stacey Dash.
That's
true.
So, yeah. Right.
I mean, I've like disowned her, but it's like, if she ever want to come over, it's like a girl you mess with, and it's like, man, I can't even really be like out in public with her for real, because she'd be wilding. But if she call and want to come over, though. She can hang out, and you can.
She's the girl that your boys be like, "God damn, man!"
Yeah, because they come over your crib, and she over there when they come over in the morning,
and you be like, "I thought this was done."
But you see her though, man, and you'd be like, I get it, man.
But man, like, and like your henchman be like, I'm with it. Cool. No problem. Yo, utility man, your utility man, your wheel man be like, come on, dog.
Can't do this.
But your henchman be like, I'm with it. Go ahead.
Is her partner still coming over?
Yes.
That's the first thing he asks. Is her partner still coming over?
Your henchman is willing to put that red tie on. I mean, if we got talking about getting some action rolling, let's get this action
he
rolling.
He said of putting that red tie on.
you know he too fucking dumb to even really understand what it's all about. Like, so I looked in that room at the White House when Donald Trump had that leadership summit, and I just looked at a bunch of henchmen and a bunch of happy-to-be-theirs. That was like the natural...
I would just say all happy-to-be-theirs.
Yeah, henchmen, all happy-to-be-theirs. That's all happy-to-be-theirs. I'm sorry. I apologize to henchmen. Henchmen don't do stuff like that.
Yes.
That's happy-to-be-theirs all the way through. So, like, I look at it, and they're like, all of them are, like, happy-to-be-theirs. Like...
And they all were lame. I guarantee they were all lame. They probably got clowned by some people when they were coming up, and they were like... I guess I can find friends if I become a Trump supporter.
So here's my thing. Do you believe it? Do you believe all those people in that room?
Half and half.
Okay.
Half of them was there. Because I think that some people, and in general, I've always felt this, is some people figure, they look at that liberal line to become a media personality or to get higher in government or anything civically and be like, dang, that line long as hell.
I mean, so.
And John Lewis won't die. So, since he won't die. Let me go on this other line that's real short on the right side.
All right, so are we counting them as full sellouts, half sellouts, or extreme sellouts?
Half, all three.
Wow.
There's some that are literally in there.
Wait, that's like 135% of sellout if you put all those together.
Yeah, no, that's all the sellouts you would ever want, you'd ever need.
Oh.
So,
no, that's 210.
The reason I say that they're opportunists, too, is because so they did an interview with Fox 2, not Fox 2. Local affiliate. They did it with Fox. And they were talking about, yeah, we had to raise money to come out here. We had to get new clothes. We had to be to see the president. And I was like, we did a GoFundMe. And I was like, there you go, right there.
Mm-hmm.
We did a GoFundMe. Like, you know who supported us? All Republicans. I was like, these motherfuckers came up. Somebody sat there in their dorm room and was like, hey, yo, B, you got your red hat still? We're going to make America great on your STL hat.
Ooh.
And put it, and we're gonna put it on, and we're gonna make it a whole thing that we persecuted at University of Tennessee for being. I'm gonna make it even more liberal at Cal.
Let's say this is the volunteer state.
Yeah, but at Cal, I'm gonna make that. That's how you can really get them down, saying like I'm a black conservative at Cal Berkeley. Yeah, and they won't support me, and nobody likes me, yo.
That's how you can fool around and get killed.
No, that's fool around how you can get paid.
Well, yeah, that.
Because they'll be like, oh my God, we have a small speck of conservatism in the middle of a liberal bastion. We have to support that. Boom. And then they came out there and they saw that she was popping. There you go.
And you got it. There's money in being the exception.
Money in being that, man. It's money in being.
You know what else there is?
Some people like being the only black person in the room. They like that shit.
There's a lot of ass whoopings behind it, too.
How many people got their ass whooped when they went back to campus?
Oh, somebody got their ass whooped for that. Like the people that was on tape. Being like, I'm a Trump conservative. The dude that said I'm a Trump conservative, I would have been like, noobs.
What if he said he was a Kappa too? Like, and yo to my noobs.
Oh, I've been like.
would have been like a drop squad, like movie Drop Squad, like somebody go. Susie come out the White House, somebody got a sheet over his head.
We got ways to take care of stuff like that. We got ways.
The Kappa Drop Squad.
We got ways to take care of dissenting brothers like that. If you just go back and Cap sitting in his dorm, Colin Kaepernick sitting in his dorm.
That's like Drop Squad, the movie black. Drop Squad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sitting there like, brother, what are you doing? I'm trying to get this money, man. But you don't have to get your money like this.
I got this money too.
Now, I also think it's dishonorable. I do like the American Hero one girl for just getting the money and taking it and then like fuck y'all and deleting everything.
Okay.
I don't think it's honorable the way these motherfuckers are trying to. If that's your goal is to be a conservative, try to get paid, and you going all that route, I think that's dishonorable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're being fake as fuck. And now if you're down, you down. I still think you're a sucker, but I at least respect you to being a sucker.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not cool with that other stuff. Like the dude that just wants to be the black dude to cross the line just to be over there and get an advantage. Like, hey, there ain't no come up in that. Selling your soul ain't never the way to come up.
I mean, look at Kanye, man. I mean, will people better say Kanye, or has he done permanent damage to his career at this point?
Yeah.
Irreproachable.
Yeah. 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 Because this was the wrong time for that. Like, people taking this period. People are taking, things are being taken more personal right now than ever. And that felt like an attack against the blackness. Like aligning with probably the arch enemy for black people in the last.
Since Bull Connor. No, Ronald Reagan probably. But I was thinking somebody overt, but Ronald Reagan, I guess, would be the last
one. Yeah, yeah. At least the enemy that we recognize. Because we've had a lot of enemies that have been wolves and sheep's clothing, and sheep's clothing since that time. Bill Clinton. But I mean, so there's, you know, but.
Tricky Dick.
But I mean, you know. Richard
Nixon, too.
Yeah, there's been a lot of that. But yeah, Kanye just flat is the dude that, like, looked at it like. Imagine if, like, there's a lockout and you're in a union and black people are a union. And this one dude who was, like, had the bullhorn in his hand back in the day going against George Bush.
That's a great analogy.
Said.
He walking them down the aisles, getting people hyped.
He getting people fired up. Like, yeah, here come Kanye. We really about to give it to him now.
Yeah.
And then Kanye just be like.
Oh, no, he walks right past y'all, pushes past y'all, and walks back into the building.
Yes. And is like, oh, no. I'm going to go with this one.
Like
you do realize that this dude is way worse than the other dude you was talking about, right?
Right.
Like, one of them was just stupid. This one's dumb and intentionally dumb.
And a fucking egomaniac.
Yeah.
Now, I think the only way Kanye could come back to black races is if he divorces Kim Kardashian. If he does that, I think that's his gateway to get back to black folks. His next girlfriend's got to be a Delta. It's got to be, he got to go hardcore black, though.
I don't think Kanye has it in him to divorce her, though.
Regardless, he can't be with her if he's gonna come back.
Well, yeah, but that's part of the reason why he's gone anyway.
He's like the prodigal son. Like, you gotta go bankrupt.
Kanye gotta go. To bring you back. Kanye gotta go natural if he's gonna come back.
Ooh, he gotta get dreads or something.
No, I don't know. He got his philosophy's gotta go natural. Like, he just gotta become that dude. Like, he gotta quit straightening his hair.
Ooh.
Like, Kanye right now has, like, although he's got a fade. In real life, he's got like a full pressed out duke in his head right now.
He got that,
like, his spirit animal.
That 30 grand haircut.
Like, imagine Kanye West's spirit animal look like them albino twins on The Matrix.
But he's black.
But he's both of them. Like, he's a double down.
Ooh.
He's a double down albino soul brother.
Ooh. Yeah. He ain't got nothing to live for after that.
Yeah, there ain't nothing left.
So it's irreproachable at this point that he did.
I think he's gone. I think he went north of the wall and kept walking.
And then realized that nobody else was following him and just said, fuck it, I'm going to be a
Kanye man. Walked north so far, he came back around south again.
Oh, shit. He ended up on the
island.
And
then he walked through the south. He walked through the south looking like he was still in the north. And that's what we just witnessed.
Ah. We was like, hold on, man.
Like, he crossed the wall when he got with Kardashian, but then he just kept walking north and kept walking north. And when you get all the way to the north and you walk past OJ and walk past the Night King,
says, hey, you good with me? He gives you the thumbs up as you walk past.
That's Donald Trump.
All right, man. Our last topic, man. We go up this. If you listen, we put a throwback episode up.
Hold on. We got two things.
We got
two things. Because I got the debate of the week for me that I got
to
bring up.
Oh, yeah, let's do that before we get into the
Before we get to the main event. So this weekend at a friend's birthday party. Actually, he's been on the show. Shout out to the homeboy Big O, Orlando Pace.
Turned, OG Hour.
Turned 43. Yeah, the co-host of the OG Hour here on the program. Turned 43 this weekend. Had a little shindig at his house, if you want to call that a house. I call it a palatial estate, but, you know, it's a house. A house is a house. All houses aren't created equal.
Yeah.
Your house, if you're as big of a person as him, you literally going to have more house than most people. So he had a little thing at his house, had it over there. You know, he said it was all top shelf. We'll celebrate, have a good time. A couple of the homeboys got completely, one of the homeboys got completely blitzed out. He got so blitzed out that he tripped over a dog and, like, fell on the ground. Like, he was that toe up. But, you know, here's the thing, like, in the complete opposite of what we type of brothers we're talking about, Big O kept it real. He had four pans of chicken, catfish, and shrimp from Elmo's Love Lounge.
Who and catered all the way out there?
Yes. Who catered his birthday celebration at the crib.
That's some love right
shout
there.
Shout out to O for keeping it real. He brought together Johnny Walker Blue and Angel's Envy into my life with Catfish and Shrimp.
Well, Catfish and Shrimp are the gangster parts.
Yeah, yeah. So I never thought I'd have those two things together at the same time, but that happened. But anyway, it broke down to having a conversation between the significant others and the fellas.
How many women were there?
It was probably a 5-on-5 game during this debate. It was probably a 5-on-5.
Okay.
So, you know, you had debate that came up. Actually, if I do the numbers on it, it was 6-on-6.
Okay.
So it was, you know, true significant other debate. But it came up to us eventually that we can't be cutting corners and acting like things that are dates that aren't dates. Like, you can't say that we went on a date and then you rushing out to go out with your homeboys. Be like, oh, we just went on a date, so now I got that time.
You ain't married.
So this, four of them were married. Four of them were married.
Okay.
Two weren't.
Okay.
Me being one of those, obviously. So four marriages, true relationship stuff. So, but here's the thing, though. It said it broke down to that the genesis of that debate broke into saying that now a true date is a dinner date, not a lunch date or a breakfast date, because a date can't be open-ended for more activities that don't involve the person that you went on the date to happen with.
So
afterwards,
I need to be spending all my time with you, basically.
Well, that once the date starts, the date is the activity for the remainder of the day. That was kind of the debate that happened here. So I said, I don't believe that to be true, because here's the thing. I know for a fact that if I said, hey, girl, let's go to brunch, that's a date.
You got damn right it's a date.
Because that's a turn up. There ain't nothing that women love more than brunch. Nothing. Including you, including me.
Yeah.
Maybe brunch is on par with the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. No, brunch is
women
bullshit.
Love brunch.
They do. They love brunch. You're right.
We did a show about the things I believe that women love more than men. Brunch, oh boy. Brunch would probably be number one seed in the West. number one overall seed.
Yeah,
in the tournament.
Overall seed maybe is brunch. Yeah. Brunch, the women love brunch, yeah.
So that's kind of the debate that broke down. We were flabbergasted. Like, what do you mean? You saying, so if we go to a nice lunch and hang out, it's not
a... to a movie in the middle of the day, like, they don't count?
Right. Right. Which was my debate. I said, so when we go to the movies, it's not a date? So I was confused. So I'm interested to hear what other people
feel about this. Yeah, question of the week.
Yeah, it's question of the week. That'd be the question of the week.
Like, let's let us know what y'all think about that. I totally disagree with that. If I'm spending money on it, and it, you know, and this, I guess, even within couples, if we're going out and doing an engagement or a thing, it's a date.
Well, if especially more couples are involved, kids. It's a date.
Right.
If more couples are involved, it's a date.
Yeah, or if especially if we don't have the kid. Like, yeah. Like,
see, and I think that the rules change. I that was kind of the argument that a lot of people had about that on Facebook, because I put it up on Facebook too as well. They were saying, you know, they're like, anytime we don't have the kids, it's a date.
Yeah.
Now, that I don't know about. I don't have kids, so I can't say that. But to say it's a date, I think there's a difference between quality time and a date. I think you got to draw a line there.
I can see that.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, I know a lot of brothers that will be like, man, we always going on dates because you got some quality time. But I also think you can't say that, like, a date can't, like, when you stay at home. Like, Netflix and chilling ain't a date.
Depends on your situation.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And again,
chilling could be dope. You got you got DoorDash now. You can go get your Cheesehead Factory delivered.
And again, everything also boils down to what women say, because at the end of the day, we don't have anything to say about this. Hey, before we go into the main topic of the day,
sir.
We got something we got to hit too, though.
What?
And it's this week in
racism. Oh, somebody said we should change to this week in whiteness.
That's good racism.
This week in racism, here we go.
All right, for this week in racism, I have to talk about the situation about why it still confuses me that white people don't understand that blackface cannot be an equivalent of what they are calling whiteface. Look here, white people. You cannot take every instance of racism and try to equivalent it to something on the other side. It don't work that way.
You can't flip it back like, Oh, you know the white face thing.
You can't. We can't work that way. I had to stop listening to a podcast this week because that's what one of the co-hosts was trying to do.
Which podcast was
it? It was the big podcast with Shaq.
Who was on there saying that?
His co-host, John Kincaid, who hosts a show in Atlanta and is just a rambling buffoon about anything that has to do with something not being seen as being fair for black and white people, because we all know that's how the world works. Everything is fair for black people and white people. So, you know, this is an idiot. And anybody that discredits his opinion, he's quick to point out that he's got a national radio show on CBS Radio that I don't even know exists. And I don't think
anybody... So he tries to stunt on you like with the big yeah. Like, oh, he like a motherfucker said, I got PhD type shit.
Right, yeah, he's that dude. Yeah, okay. He's that dude.
That's a sucker type of thing in general. Well, I got the show. That's just because you got the show don't mean that you're fucking right.
Yeah, it just means you got the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. But, you know, while we're in the spirit of media, you know, this week in racism comes to about the fact that, listen, check this out, Megyn Kelly. You did not get fired. You got excused because you cannot get a $69 million pardon gift and be like you came out of anything other than a head. For people that don't know, Megyn Kelly made comments about blackface and how it was acceptable in her time and in her place. Newsflash, it most certainly was not. Even at that time that you saw it, it was not. So my point for this week in racism is going to be the fact that we got a whole lot of people out here that are running like horses with blinders on, thinking that what they locked in on is the truth. Hey, let's make this real clear. Blackface is racism, period. I ain't even putting on blackface to be a darker black person right. To be a Halloween costume.
That, you can't do that.
Because I'm going to look like Sambo.
Yep. And that was a degradation of us as black people, too, to have to put on blackface as well at that time period. Like, I got to make myself darker to entertain these white folks doing these vaudeville shows.
Exactly.
And minstrel shows.
Exactly. Somebody putting on whiteface is not equivalent.
Megyn Kelly know what the fuck she was doing. No, she's just fucking trying to antagonize motherfuckers.
Yeah.
She ain't stupid. She knows what the fuck she talking about.
That's what she do. That's what she does.
And I can't believe people was mad at Gabrielle Union as well. Cause she went dressed as, but she didn't even do whiteface. She just did the outfit as the girl, white people got to stop that shit.
What girl?
Gwen Stefani. She did Gwen Stefani from No Doubt.
Oh,
she just dressed up as her, but yeah. She had her skin complexion.
Yeah, then they tried to say like that.
Just put on a blonde wig and a fucking dressed in that white little thing she wore.
Mm-hmm. And that's them trying to equivalent again, being like, I'm tired of everything that we say about this. Like, guess what? There is no history there.
Just like people can dress as Black Panther, you ain't got to darken your skin and do that.
I was Black Panther. I'm light. I'm light as it get.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. You got to stop trying to feel like you can. That's revisionist history, to say that this doesn't count. Stop trying to revise history and stop trying to say that everything got to be fair and balanced, when the fact that these things are issues in the first place come from the fact that things aren't fair and balanced
in the first place.
So that's my thing, and that's been this week
in racism.
In racism.
All right, we back for the heat. This is things come full circle on this show.
Hey, don't say that we ain't put it out there in the world for y'all to understand how things.
And if you listen to the throwback episode we put up this week, earlier this week, you already know what we finna talk about. Scottie Pippen and Larsa Pippen
got divorced.
They officially put the paperwork in this time.
Yeah, again.
No, he did the first time.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, they're getting divorced again. We'll see.
There's a couple things I just don't think should happen. You shouldn't be able to get divorced from the same person twice. I think that if you file papers one time and you go back in America, you should have to be like, nope, sorry. This is only one time get out of jail free card. Free, relatively speaking. So, yeah. I mean, what was the background this time? Why did it happen this time?
She just said that he was cheating and things like that.
Wait, he did the same thing she was doing?
Yeah.
Oh.
But not with Future, though.
I hope Scottie Pippen wasn't cheating.
No, I'm saying, like, it'd be, I guess the equivalent of him would be, like, if he was messing with one of the other basketball wives or something. And somebody was out there flaunting it. Because you can't be cheating on me with the dude. And then he writing a song about on his new mixtape about how he got you. And he bragging online about it. To my, I got her.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
He got a song on his new mixtape at the beginning of the mixtape. So it's even worse because it's the first song. So that's the song that everybody listens to. It's the first song on the album. So everybody knows now that you was with Future. You all hugged up on him with pictures at banquets.
Mm-hmm.
And we know Future ain't invited to no banquets.
No.
So we know you invited him to this banquet. for the humane society.
I could see Future walking into the player haters ball on Chappelle.
But he ain't at the Humane Society.
No, he's not at that.
She had him come.
Michael Vick is not there either.
Oh, yeah, that's... Actually, Michael Vick could be there before Future would.
Wow. Okay.
Guaranteed.
Okay.
Guaranteed. I'm just surprised. I'm not surprised. They should have been divorced when they're in divorce because she came out with the Kardashians too.
Yeah.
She's like the Kardashians' little pet.
Yeah. You just know, like the Kardashians was the Hilton's pet. She was a Kardashian's pet.
I wonder how Paris Hilton feel that the student passed the master.
Paris Hilton's career started just like too early. Like Kim Kardashian, like Michael Jordan, her Dr. J.
Ooh.
Like she took the
high. She did the sex tape early, but it wasn't mass produced though. It's on a low low.
Yeah, and it sucked too.
Yeah.
Because she's got the body of a nutty boy.
Or no, a body of a 12-year-old.
Yes. That's child pornography.
Yes. First of all, so. And it was a green light.
Yeah. It was showing them devil ass eyes.
Yeah. Like, no.
That her porno looked like Paranormal Activity.
And she had all the trappings. She had the reality show with her and Nicole Richie.
Mm-hmm.
She had all
Nicole Richie got all the way out the game. She said, I'm going to go ahead and just bury my whole past.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm straight.
I'm a Richie.
Because Lionel probably told her, hey, listen.
You want
to
get this money?
You're about to fuck up the bag if you keep this up. You ain't finna just be going out here living this life crazy like this and thinking I'm not going to remove the bag from your reach.
You ain't Paris Hilton where it's a generational wealth where you good.
Exactly.
With that Hilton wealth. It ain't that.
Exactly.
But I'm surprised. I mean, you don't hear from Paris Hilton at all. Maybe Paris Hilton did the same thing. Like,
she's still out there.
Or is she just still want the fame, but she just can't get Kim this guy?
I just think
that lane blocked up for her.
Yeah, I just don't think it's there. Like, she's also...
like a celebrity DJ and shit now.
She's something. I don't know. Celebrity DJs become the new influencer job where, like, they bring on these girls and they're, like, DJs. One chick, Justin Bieber's ex, is like a celebrity DJ now. What's her name? Chantel Jeffries.
Yeah, Jeffries. Yeah,
yeah. She's a DJ now.
She's a DJ now.
Yeah, she's yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah,
so
I guess.
But kind of the reason we wanted to bring Scotty and Larsa back up, number one, because it's one of our favorite topics of all time. It's on the Mount Rushmore scenario topics for sure.
It's there, man.
Like it's with Juice Thanos. It's with the crew. And it's up there with the Black Barbecue. Like it's up there on that level. But also, it goes into looking at, like, how you – relationships, I feel like, are at a turning point right now, like, in the world. Because, like, it seems like for the longest, like, if we're going to call this hashtag goals. Beyonce and Jay-Z was, like, hashtag goals.
Right.
Because I think that people feel like Michelle and Barack is, like, beyond reproach. And, like, it's just, like, I don't know how I'm supposed to do that. They too perfect. You know, but Jay-Z and Beyonce, they a power couple, which is my least favorite
term
on earth. Power couple. Because when I see people who got...
It's some fake bullshit.
When I see people calling themselves power couples, you defeated the purpose. You like Kobe Bryant giving himself a nickname. You can't call yourself a power couple. It don't work that way. You can, just like you can't give yourself nicknames. Be like, you know what, Daryl? Now... I want for you to call me Stone Cold Trey for the rest of the time we know each other.
You're like, what? When did we give that to you?
And exactly. But that's who I am now.
Give that to you?
Yeah, right. So, I mean, but like, so that's like the thing I feel about that. Like, I feel like you can't call yourself a power couple, but people always are looking to power couples to.
It's a fake bullshit, though, really.
It's all bullshit. It's complete bullshit. Like, those are people that brought things to the table on their own already, and then they combined their forces. Like, they've already done things on their own. Like, you can't just decide that you haven't done anything.
And we're going to be a power couple.
But you're going to be a power couple. No, that's not how the world works. Sorry. You don't just get to put that crown on yourself. But also, it seems like, you know, but now I hear more and more people talking about Will and Jada.
With this new Red Table situation.
Yes.
Them dropping Red Table.
Yes. With, you know, them being honest about the situation out there, talking about how, you know, the doors can be a little open to some action and stuff like that. I feel like, you know, people are applauding that and applauding, you know, being like, oh, that's just, they're just so forward thinking. They're, you know, they're all like this. Like, you don't even want people liking your boyfriend's post on Instagram, but you think you could be in a Will and Jada situation?
No.
If you got to hover by your girl or your dude when she's sitting there talking to her cousin that you ain't never met before at the club and feeling like you some kind of beef because he bought her a drink and you don't know who it is, or he sitting over here doing this and that, you can't possibly be down for that Will and Jada life.
That's a whole different angle of life that you ain't ready for. Most of us ain't ready for it. Most of us not mature enough. Most of us don't know our partners enough. All those different things to say we gonna be on that Will and Jada situation. And that's their situation too, though. Every relationship is totally different. So you can't compare what you are doing in your relationship to what they do. That's just
exactly
asinine as fuck.
Like comparing one relationship to the next relationship is a mixture for disaster. Like you trying to compare your relationship to anybody else's relationship is a mixture, is a recipe
for disaster. It's disastrous. It ain't no other way to look at it. Thinking about with this Scotty Larsa situation, where does the Scotty just saying fuck it now? Like, man, I fucking don't give a fuck.
I guess.
I was trying to keep it around at least till these kids got 18.
Yeah, he was just trying to control the bag, probably. I guess. I don't know. It feels like more and more relationships going to kind of end up being like that. Like, are people in relationships for Instagram or are they in relationships for the time at the crib?
Ooh. Oh, man.
Like, throughout my 20s, I didn't see as much relationship posting going on, like, on the intranets and stuff like that.
But we also too old where internet wasn't popping as much to put your relationship on there.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, I guess the thing that I look at, though, is that, like, now I see, like, everybody always dropping innuendo posts, or it's always something about relationship or something about, you know, being fiercely independent. It's like...
But I also think that's game for men to do that.
I do, too.
Absolutely. I have a whole theory, long theory.
We'll go on to the theory. That's
so basically, I think a lot of dudes, when they overcompensate for like, oh, man, I love my queen, love all that, it's just a setup for them to have other side chicks. Like, you know, if I treat her like this, if I give you 75%, I'll give you a piece of my love, like I said, it'll be better than what you're getting from these random dudes out here. And that's what I think it's all about. Or overcompensating for what they're not doing in their home.
Oh, I agree. Smoke train. Smoke and mirrors, baby.
Yeah. Smoke and mirrors, man. That cloak and dagger on your ass, put that right over your head.
Don't let him
stab you in the back.
Don't let it. Hey, don't get caught slipping.
Is this sitting there? So that's just my thing. I'm always tripping to people that are constantly like, so me and my queen, we decided to go see that new Jumanji movie. And it was fire. Cause I love my wife. And if y'all real niggas love y'all wife, y'all take her to see Jumanji too. You're like, God damn. Like, real niggas gotta take. You don't love your lady just because you don't take her to see Jumanji?
Like, we getting put in a bind by brothers saying that, you know, doing all of this old false flagging.
Yeah.
We getting put in a bind by our women not being able to go on no breakfast and no lunch dates. It's like, yo.
Can't win for losing.
Kids asking you for shit.
No country.
People demanding you to go vote.
No country.
We got a lot of stuff to do, man.
No country.
Team fuck around be bad. Fuck around be getting beat by Kansas by like 25.
That's what's gonna happen this year too. That's the sad part.
Fuck around watching.
Oh God,
little mini Charles Barkley down in Duke just flying through the sky doing stuff you ain't never. Game of Thrones ain't coming back on for another 7 months. Dan Osten erased half the damn world.
And we don't get to even know what's going on with that till 7-8 months.
What are we out here for?
It's just bad, man. It's bad.
What are we out here for? I mean, I guess it goes back to my question, though. Like, there is no ideal relationship.
No.
There isn't one. No. You know what the ideal relationship is? It's the one that you work on for yourself.
Yeah.
It's the one you work on for yourself.
Because you're going to trade whatever problems you got. Not all the time. Now, if you're getting physically abused, anything like that.
Oh, well, yeah. But, I mean, I'm just talking about general standard
issues. You're just trading some of those issues for another motherfucker's issues.
Right.
It's all about what issues you're willing to be getting down with.
Right.
Plain and simple. But let's go on and tone it on out, man. Make sure y'all email us straightolc@gmail.com. Let us know what y'all think about the date. Like, if you go on a date during the middle of the day, don't
care. Yeah, let us know. And,
so what if I take you to a picnic in the park?
And,
like,
scenarios, dog. That's what we're here for. That's picnic what we're in here the park. We're going to absolutely bring this up on the next OG hour, too.
To the zoo. Something like that. Hang out. You know,
apparently, dog. Apparently, we
so
can't.
So I got to be giving you dick. Is that what you're trying to say if it's at night? That's what I. Because that's what a dude. That's something like, I feel like a dude would be like.
I'm down to drop down some midday dick, dog.
No, exactly. But I'm saying. A dude to be like, oh, it's at night. So you just you saying it ain't no day unless you get no dick.
You know what that is? You know what that is? Because women are way bigger savages than us.
Yes.
Way. Like, it's gotta be nighttime because
I want some dick.
way bigger savages. They just can't publicly put it out there like that.
So that's why it could be a
we're still about a generation away from women being as much of being open. Able to be as openly savage.
That's
as
real.
Unfortunately, the next generation is our children. So
now we got the intermediate, though, the one in between the generations.
It's okay, so we're transitioning.
It's always one generation.
So
between
our grandchildren are going to be outright savages to the level that
savagery
is going to be like. I used to talk about some stuff back in the day, and this ain't even.
You just said you just asked that girl. Can you put her dick in her ear?
Ooh,
and you, she
her
was
dick.
Just,
can you put her dick in your ear?
Yeah,
and that's not even.
That could be possible.
Yep.
Why not?
I just had like 5 gray hairs growing, like
there
right
you
there.
Go. It's possible, man. Thank y'all for listening. As always, we will be back.